Hey, Jesse, can you do me one favor real quick before we start, brother? I need that stuff, the stick stuff. I'll get it. Boy, is it quiet in here this morning. Praise the Lord. Why don't y'all come on up to these first three rows? Amen. Move Sister Gloria and Brother Chizo up. Stand up. We start with a little bit of prayer. Why don't y'all just, let's get these fluorescents off. Hallelujah. Just stand up. Everybody lift up holy hands. We'll be all right. Chris will get us a little keyboard, just some abortions. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Somebody say, he can move mountains. Glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Thank you. can say praise the Lord. Let's make a little bit of noise. It's too quiet in here. I don't know what the deal is. Just make a little bit of noise. Y'all not going to sit up here and look at me this morning. Come on, you can do better than that. Crystal, hallelujah. Just bless the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Y'all going to pray. We're going to start until we feel something here this morning. Is that all right? I'll sit right here and look at you. Glory to God. Just start to bless the Lord. Lift up holy hands. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, you ought to have some joy and show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. Say it out. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, you ought to have some joy and show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. Sing it out. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, you ought to have some joy and show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Isn't he a good God?
When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Well, he put God is a conquering king.
Yes, he is.
My God is a friend of the end.
Yes, he is.
My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Think of his goodness and what he's done for me. My soul cries hallelujah. There's God for saving me. Well, he purchased my pardon. Now I'm free. My soul and God express just what I'm friendly is to me. My God is a good God. My God is a conquering king.
Yes, he is.
My God is a friend of the end.
Yes, he is.
My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
My God. My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
My God is a conquering king.
Yes, he is.
My God is a friend of the end.
Yes, he is.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Well, he purchased my pardon, and now I'm free. My soul cannot express just what I'm praying to me. My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
My God is a conquering king.
Yes, he is.
My God is a friend of the end.
Yes, he is.
My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
My God is a conquering king.
Yes, he is.
My God is a friend of the end.
Yes, he is.
My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
My God is a friend of the end.
Yes, he is.
My God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. If he's a good God, then just bless his name right here this morning. Come on now. He's been so good, hasn't he? If he's been so good. Say, he's been too good to me to be quiet this morning. Amen. Find somebody, hug him this morning. Say, he's been so good. Praise the Lord.
Trust him, your battles he'll fight. You just learn to love him.
You just hold. He can move the mountain.
He can move the mountain. He can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust him, your battles he'll fight. You just learn to love him. You just hold out.
He can.
He can move the mountain, he can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust him, your battles he'll fight. You just learn to love him, you just hold it.
He can move the mountain.
He can move the mountain, he can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust Him, your battles He'll fight. You just learn to love Him, you just hold out. He can move. He can move the mountain, He can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust Him, your battles He'll fight. You just learn to love Him, you just hold out. Well, I searched here, searched there, kept on searching everywhere. I'm glad, glad I found the Lord, He brought me out. Well, I searched here, searched there, kept on searching everywhere. I'm glad, glad I found the Lord, He brought me out. Well, He can move the mountain. He can move the mountain. He can move the mountain. Trust in Him, He'll bring you out. Trust in Him. He can move the mountain, He can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust Him, your battles He'll fight. You just learn to love Him, you just hold out. He can master all things, He can give grace. He can move the mountain where there is faith. If you only trust in Him, your battles He'll fight. You just learn to love Him, you just hold out. Well, I tried this, tried that, kept on trying, trying to find the light. I'm glad, glad I found the Lord, He brought me out. Well, I searched here, searched there, kept on searching everywhere. I'm glad, glad I found the Lord, He brought me out. Well, He, yes He can. Can move the mountain, he, yes He can. Can move the mountain, he, yes He can. Can move the mountain, trust in Him, He'll bring you out. Yes He will, trust in Him, He'll bring you out. Trust in Him, He'll bring you out. We'll trust in Him, He'll bring you out. One more time, trust in Him. Trust in Him, He'll bring you out. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless Your name, Lord. It'll bring us out. Oh, You'll bring us out. Hallelujah. Oh, You'll bring us out.
How many of you believe that? How many gonna be bound this morning? You know what? How many of you going to be bound this morning, made up your mind? I just sense there's a devil trying to bind this morning. But if you let that devil bind you this morning, no matter what that spirit will be, it'll be riding your back all week long. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody say hallelujah. The devil's a liar, but God is victorious. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm an overcomer. Say, I want to have church this morning. Say, he's been too good for me to sit up here. Somebody say, thank You, Father. Well, Brother Jesse, it's yours.
It's offering time. Amen. Amen. Did we come here to praise the Lord tonight, to this morning, and tonight? This is the Lord's day. And it doesn't matter what's happened throughout the week or what's going on in your life. Say, this morning ain't for you. You know, so many times at church we gear our service around being more attractive to people. And there is a ministry to people. And trust me, when you come to church, you will get blessed. But our Sunday morning worship service is our ministry to God. Amen? It's a worship service. We serve God. How many of you are excited about serving God this morning? It's good to be a servant of God. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. He pays well. He blesses us every chance he gets. He's an awesome God to serve. He loves each and every one of us, and it would be wrong of us to leave here without praising God. Has he been good in your life? This is our offering time, and in our offerings, we praise God and we worship God. Because he's deserving of all that we have. And we honor God biblically with the first 10%, the first fruit. And we also give offerings. Why? Because we love God. And we know that scripturally, when we do those things, he blesses us. That he opens the windows of heaven for us. That he will cause men to give to us. That he will rebuke the devil on our behalf. I mean, God gets a lot done with just something as simple as an offering. You know, he could have just done one little thing, but he does a lot just with that one offering. Amen? I've always said since I was a little kid that the Lord just, he can kill 20 birds with one stone. Everything he does so many things. God doesn't waste his time or your time. He doesn't just do one thing. That one little thing to you is accomplishing a lot in his kingdom. Amen? If you're giving by cash, we have offering envelopes if you'd like one. Raise your hand. Good morning, Melanie. All right. Anybody else? All right. Just stand up with your offering. If you don't have anything, stand up and raise your hand. The Bible promises, here's another one, that he will give seed to the sower. If you're faithful to sow, whatever you have, and if you don't have anything, even of your faith and obedience and participation, God will fill your hand with seed to sow. Why? Because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And God's looking for workers. He wants to bless those that are going to step in and be obedient. So lift your hand. If you don't have anything, lift your hand and ask God to fill it, and he will. But lift your seed up to God and bless God with it. Lord, we thank you, Father, and we love you. We honor you, God. You are a good God, an awesome God. We submit ourselves completely to your lordship, to your word, to your will, and to your way. We don't do it our own way. We follow you. We obey in the area of giving, in the area of tithing. Father, we step out in faith. And I thank you, Lord, that when we act in faith and obedience to your word, that we are stepping up for a new level of the supernatural power of God in our lives. So we increase our faith in the area of giving right now. And we expect the devil to be rebuked on our behalf. In Jesus' name. We expect men to give to us so that we can transfer more money into your kingdom. We expect those things to happen in faith. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord, and we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says to bring your tithe, so you can bring it up at this time. Amen.
Peace. There'll be peace. Peace. Oh, oh, peace. Whenever the Lord says peace, there'll be peace. peace. Oh, oh, peace. Peace. There'll be peace.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, oh.
That peace that only God can bring. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, we're going to get there in Jesus' name. Look at somebody, say, it's for you. Glory to God.
Peace.
Shalom.
There'll be peace.
Say glory to God and give God a shout of praise. You can do better than that. Thank you, Brother Jesse. That's all God wants to do is give you peace. Somebody say hallelujah. Say all he wants to do is give you supernatural peace. Somebody say thank you, Father. Find yourself a prayer partner real quick. Jesse, you can come on out of there. Hallelujah. Come on out of there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense that God is really exalted this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get some bright. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Glory to God. You get us some good air in here? Praise God. Isn't he holy?
Amen.
Somebody say thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, say,
this is
for you.
For you.
Say it one more time. This is,
for you.
One more time. This is for you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles. And as you're opening them, just put your finger anywhere in it for now. And say the word peace one more time.
Peace.
Say it one more time. Peace.
Peace.
How many of you feel like going to war this morning? Amen. Say, I'm going to war for peace. Every once in a while, you got to battle for peace. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, I want a piece of the pie, too. Everybody say, for heaven's sake. Or say, for Zion's sake. For heaven. You ever heard people just say, for heaven's sake, man? Come on. Everybody say, for Zion's sake. Go to Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and the kings and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name.
Amen.
Thou shalt also be crowned, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look and say, I'm a crown. Hallelujah.
Thou
shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called the Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. And the Lord delighted, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall God, thy God, rejoice over you.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have set watchmen over upon thy walls,
O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. So say, somebody's giving up a peace so you can have some peace. Look at somebody and say, you're not getting there by yourself. You're not going to do it by yourself. He says he's going to set watchmen on the wall, and they will not hold their peace. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Day nor night. Ye that mention the name, listen, as you, he said, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
Hallelujah.
The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies. And the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for that which thou hast labored. Looks like somebody's rebuking a devourer, doesn't it?
Amen.
But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates and prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highways, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people.
Hallelujah.
We'll say, lift up a standard.
Lift up a standard.
It says, when the enemy will come in like a flood, the Lord will do what?
Lift up a standard.
He'll raise up a standard against him.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just bless the Lord just a moment. Hallelujah. We'll bring it together. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Look at somebody say, it's my time. Oh, y'all sitting up here like you don't believe it. Amen. I'll just spit out what I get. Amen. Let you take that. I try to digest it a little bit. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Look at somebody say, it's my time.
It's my time.
But there are some things you got to do in your time.
Amen.
See, there are seasons and times for everything. And in order for you to reap the benefit of the season, you've got to do the things you need to do. Now, there was a season for that man that was at the pool of Bethesda, wasn't it? And during that season, amen, during that season, he had to mix what? Faith to get in the water. He had to get in the water and he would have been healed.
Yep.
Now, Jesus was there. He didn't have to get in the water that time because the water came to him, amen?
Yep.
But during the troubling of the water, he had to get up and get in. Look at somebody and say, get up.
Get up.
And get in.
Get in.
That's the sad thing about blessing. That's the sad thing about salvation sometimes. A lot of times people don't get up and get into what God wants them. Oh, glory to God. They don't get into what God wants them to get in so they can get what God wants them to have for that season. So say, be in a place of blessing. Thank God for the word. You don't want to go beyond grace. You don't want to go beyond the place of blessing. I was getting myself together this morning. Amen. We're just pulling it all together. There's so many things. I said, Lord, how are we going to cover all of those things? Because the things are so scattered. We just tap them. Amen. And as we get into this word a little bit more, I can remember some of the things he says, and I bring it right back. One of the things the Holy Ghost will say, tell the people, don't get out there beyond the place of blessing. There are places where God can't bless you. There are environments where you can't be blessed in. Somebody say hallelujah. I heard somebody preach a message before. What in the hell do you want? Amen. Some say there are people that need to come up out of hell. Amen. To get blessed. Amen. There are some environments, some situations, some mindsets, some habits, some different things where it's almost impossible to be blessed like that. Amen. In order to be blessed, they've got to repent from mindset and from negative habit to come out from where they are. Amen? To be what God wants them to be and to have what God wants them to have.
Amen.
Some say, what is he sitting up there talking about? What the hell do you want? You know one of the things the Holy Ghost told me? You know the devil just wants to make this hell on earth. And there are a lot of people, you know, not only going to go to hell when they die, but the devil brings hell to them early. You know, not only are they going to suffer eternally when they close their eyes in death, amen, but they're going to suffer a little bit while they're here, never have enough because the devil's always stealing from them, always depressed, always sad, always cast down, always sick, always running in the walls, never prevailing, just met, like somebody say, the devil wants you to have hell on earth. And God's here to give you life and give you life more abundantly.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said, no longer will you be called forsaken. Forsaken to what? Forsaken for what? Forsaken for what? Forsaken, turned over to the devil's hell on earth. See, we want to get some. I want more than just a coat and a pair of shoes. I want me some peace.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Peace means you don't have to worry about things.
Right. Amen.
Peace means it's not even a, you don't even, I mean, peace gets to the point to where you don't even have to believe. I mean, you got to walk in faith.
Yes.
But there's a peace you can walk in. Amen.
Amen.
To where it's not always a mountain that's got to be moved. That not always something you praying because you love, instead of you praying, oh God, get me out as you praying, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Other than Lord, get me out of this.
Amen.
I need this right now. Somebody say, I want some Holy Ghost supernatural peace.
I want some Holy Ghost supernatural peace.
Not enough strength to get over the hurdle as we're running the race. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God. Don't you notice some people that God's arrested their heart that they have no peace until you enter into the thing that God has for you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Holy Ghost sent me here to tell some folk this morning, amen. What in the hell, amen, is it that you want out there? Amen. If it didn't come from God, what do you want from it? What do you expect to get from it? The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above.
That's right.
So anything the devil gives you ain't going to be good because all the goodness comes from him.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When God sends you stuff, you know what package, what the wrappings look like.
Amen.
It looks heavenly, sounds heavenly, performs heavenly. Somebody say glory to God. That song we sing, He Can Move Mountains. You know, one of the signs says, listen, I tried this, I tried that, tried just about everything. I sought here, sought there, sought just about everywhere, trying to find the Lord. Some say, you don't have to look under trash cans. He's the giver of peace.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It's getting into Christmas time. The Bible says when Jesus came, amen, the angels proclaimed, said, peace on earth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you might be delivered from hell on earth.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. He's here to bring you out if you want him to.
Amen.
Bible says the wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
But the gift of God. I like that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
That means there people work hard to die. Somebody say wages.
Wages.
Wages come from stuff you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, God will bless you for free, but you gotta work. Amen. There are a lot of people that work to have hell on earth. Work themselves up to do the wrong thing. I mean, work themselves into mess. God and set them free, and then they done worked up this one. Where'd they work this cat up from? How'd they work up this situation? Some say it takes, once God set you free, delivered you, it's going to take some work to go back to what you came out of. Somebody say, how the devil did it. No, you work for it. Amen. It's your wages. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A lot of them punch, you know, they're saying something, another one bites the dust. Amen. You might as well say it. Payday. The gift. The good life's a gift. Amen. But the work of the flesh will produce wages of sin. Amen. And the wages of sin is what? Death. Hallelujah. Say, God wants to bring you out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is open up, obey. Amen. Do what he says to do, and you'll get what he wants you to have.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's not God's heart. You'd be always whooped up, beat up, cast down, sloppy. Said God designed for you to come in here this morning. You came here this morning. You know the devil is busy trying to give you, try to steal your praise.
Amen.
Trying to steal your glow. He's a big loser, and anybody that will cooperate with him is losing too. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let any foul spirit, any loser, amen, come in here and get you to stop shining when he's called you to be the crown. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You understand the devil's the soul. He's just the ground.
Right.
He's on his feet, under his feet. But God decided to call you the crown upon his head. Somebody say hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. So thou shalt be called. Thou also shalt be a crown of glory. Think about yourself. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
The devil's called to be under the foot. Amen. God wants to give you a new name. Redeem the righteous. But you got to allow him to bring you out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank the Lord. Going over to verse chapter 63. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, there's some parents. Their kids would go out there, and bullies would steal their lunch money. You know, they get up there, they steal their lunch money, they steal their peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And you know what? Getting that bully to stop stealing that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, parents can't go to school and talk to the principal, get that bully to stop stealing that sandwich, stop taking that milk money. Amen. You need a grandmama like I had. Amen? Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That bully comes to you next time to steal your lunch money. Amen? You got to let them know you're not going to give it up anymore.
Amen.
You got to face that bully yourself.
Amen.
It's the way it is with the devil. Amen? God's go providing for you, takes care of you. Say, hey, go take this. You can have a good life. You go get on the bus on your way to life. And the devil meets you on the road and jacks you. Then you go running back to Jesus crying about it. He just stole it from me again. Somebody say hallelujah. I had the victory Sunday night. I shouted all around the place. Somebody say hallelujah. I shouted, I heard the word, I fell out 3 times that service. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Went on my way to get what I was supposed to get from God. Met that bully in the street, amen? And he done stole my milk money again. It is good. Go on over to 63 chapter, verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Oh, y'all don't believe that. Hallelujah. It's too quiet in here for y'all to believe that. But you know what? Jesus told him a lot of stuff and closed the book and sat down.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many of you tired of being whooped? And so I'm tired of hearing that message. I'm tired of hearing it. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me. Huh. And my fury, it upheld me. And I will tread. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say nobody.
Nobody.
Hallelujah. And I will tread down the people in my anger and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all the Lord have bestowed upon us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my children, that they will not lie. So he was their Savior. Hallelujah. And in all their afflictions, he was afflicted. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. It says, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. We have not a high priest.
Amen.
That cannot be touched. Somebody say amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
With the feeling of our infirmity.
That's right.
Somebody say, God knew you've been through.
He knew what the bully did.
Hallelujah. You think he went through it by yourself and he was up there in heaven looking down at you getting whooped up? I had to go through this whole thing by myself. It was me all by myself, locked up. Me all by myself dealing with that old crazy person. It was me all by myself, hungry. Me all by myself wondering why I can't have a new dress. Me all by myself looking at my checkbook. Me all by myself wishing I had a checkbook. Me all by myself dealing with that crazy boss. Me all by myself wondering how that money's going to come in to pay that bill. Some say, he. Glory to God. See, God's not like us sometimes, but he does something about stuff. See, he hung on the cross one day. All heaven and all hell was hurled against him. He got up, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Took care of business.
Yeah.
You can't get over on God and expect him not to get back. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Devil upset heaven. Woo, glory to God. Say, God doesn't, see, you can't mess with God to expect to get away from it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you mess with his seed, you mess with him. It said right there, in their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence. Somebody say, glory to God. See, that's where you mess up, church. See, that's how you get over it. Somebody say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's how the devil really gets you over. He gets you depressed, and then he can have his way. But the Bible said, listen, the angel of his presence.
Amen.
When his presence and his glory is in manifestation, there's an angel there to get his salvation accomplished.
Yes, hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The angel of his presence saved them. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, there's an angel.
There's an angel.
In the presence.
In the presence.
Of God.
Of God.
Oh, look out.
Jesus.
Oh, look out. Hallelujah. Devil might be running crazy. He might be hurling all kind of threat, but you just get in the presence of God.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody double for shout out. Yeah! Somebody said face over there.
Yep.
Said I might feel a little bit down. Amen. Might have been rough earlier this morning, but if I can get in here and just get in his presence, the angel will show up.
Amen.
He inhabits the praises of his people.
Hallelujah.
You feel cast down, he cast down with you. He feels the same thing. He said, but let me get there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody said, praise him a little bit harder. He'll show up. People thought Kojic folk were crazy. They were the ones that said it just wasn't no little slogan.
Amen.
When the praises come go up, the glory comes down. They said, you just praise God and he'll show up. Something will turn. You can shout your way out of that mess.
Amen.
You can praise your way out of that. Somebody said, oh, that's just emotional. No, that's praise. Glory to God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. And the angel of his presence saved them. Glory to God. Oh, y'all are still, I'm not going to leave that alone this morning. I'm not going to leave that alone. Just in case some of y'all want some dead church, enjoy a dead church, think you can get the same thing from a dead place where his presence is not manifest. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, you can't get saved like that. You won't be saved out of nothing like that. Amen. There are some situations that only his presence can save you out of. You need to touch from the Holy Ghost. There's some depression only his presence can pull you out of. There's some ruts you can get in. Glory to God. Can't nobody pat you on the back and pet you out of that stuff. Glory to God. His presence will bring you out.
Hallelujah.
There's some situations so messed up that only God showing up and say, hey, I'm here, will let give you the faith and confidence to go another day.
Amen.
So say only his presence can do it.
Only his presence can do it.
Glory to God. Some say presence. Y'all too quiet here this morning. I'm gonna preach this for a bit. Is that all right? Just to let you know something. Amen. How many of you want to be saved?
Amen.
His presence saved them.
That's right.
Notice the Ark of the Covenant. As long as they had the Ark, they prevailed.
That's right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the enemy did no longer wanted them to prevail anymore. See, when the enemy didn't want them to prevail anymore, he said, I'm going to steal the presence from them. I'm going to steal the Ark of the Covenant from them. And if I can steal the presence of God, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. I can whoop them. For he said, surely my people, children, for he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
Hallelujah.
Speaking to yourself. Somebody say,
hallelujah.
Somebody say the angel of his presence
hallelujah.
Wants to save you.
Hallelujah. The angel of his presence wants to save
he just wants to show up.
Yeah, he wants to show up.
I got so many things to do. I got so many things to think about. I got so much work to do. Somebody say, what saves us? What saves us? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. I like that song one boy wrote. He just said, show up.
Show up.
Everybody say, show up. Just say it out.
Show up.
Say, show up.
Show up.
Show up. He'll show up. He'll show up. There's an angel in his presence. How much longer we have in here, Lord? Amen. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then they went up and messed up the presence again. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't realize how powerful his presence is. You don't realize how powerful his presence is. Don't vex his presence. It said, listen. And they rebel. Somebody say rebellion.
Rebellion.
My. Vexed his Holy Spirit. What vexes the Holy Spirit? What vexes the Holy Spirit? Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy. And he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old. Moses and his people saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within them? That led them by the right hand of Moses and his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name. That led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So did thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Follow him. God will send you help if you stay in his presence. If you want to get out of his presence, you get in rebellion. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God knows you're going through.
Amen.
He feels it too.
Amen.
That's why his anointing is here to bring you out. He knows when you're hurting. Don't think you're hurting all by yourself. He didn't do the wrong thing when you were hurting. Why should you?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You get in his presence. And the angel of his salvation will show up. And he'll stay there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. That's the meaty stuff this morning, people.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yeah, we are going to go there. Hallelujah. Oh, that devil's trying to hold you back, people. We're ready to go to the next level. He's sitting up here trying to play games. He's a liar from the pit of hell.
Amen.
We just not going to go back to what we had a year ago or 2 years ago. Amen. Amen. We don't even want the old praise. We want whatever God's got new. We're going to the next. We're going there in Jesus' name.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Supposed to say, meet the Lord.
Meet the Lord.
In the air.
In the air.
In the place of the Spirit.
In the place of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sam, I'm about to hook up. You just think I'm ignorant. I'm hooking up. You don't know. Amen.
Amen.
So say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to get dead because everybody else is getting dead. You don't have to be lame because everybody else is lame.
Amen.
Glory to God. Ain't none of them folk we see, just because they do it on TBN don't mean you have to do it too. Just because they have it on Daystar, I watch them too. Doesn't mean that's going to get you through. I checked my mailbox this morning. They ain't sending me nothing. Glory to God. The stuff I've got, amen. Every time I've had a need, he brought me out with a shout.
Amen.
Somebody say, I could watch it all day long, amen, and never seen a check marked on the bottom of it. TBN, Word, I love them all, amen, but ain't nothing come in there like that. Glory to God.
Amen.
It all came through believing God and trusting amen. The Holy Ghost and doing what the Holy Ghost
amen.
Said to do.
Amen.
He's your hope and he's your salvation.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can wait as long as you want to. We can wait 6 months. Amen. He going
to
meet you in the place of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
He already knew. Before you were formed, he already had the blessing prepared to you. What's another year's wait?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before you even knew your name, glory to God. Before you got out of diapers, he already had your breakthrough. He already knew it, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You come to church to get in his presence.
Yes.
Not just to sit up here, glory to God.
Amen.
Not just to be loyal, glory. You came in here to get over because there's a God.
Hallelujah.
There is a God. There is a God. He's real. He is real.
Yes.
He is real.
Hallelujah.
You can try it any way you want to try it, but there is a God, and he is real.
Amen. Praise you.
You can't run from him. You can't escape. You can try to believe him away. Tried it. I tried it myself. You can use all the kind of faith you had to say he's not there. I'm not fighting to believe in that there's a God. I know that there's a God.
Amen.
I'm not wishing and hoping that there's a God.
Amen.
I know there is.
Amen.
And he is truth.
Yes.
And he can bring you out. And some of you are questioning his word over your life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory to God. It's been this long, ain't nothing happened, blah, 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 blah. You better watch it. You better check yourself.
Amen.
You get in this place, you get up under his glory, you get up under his anointing, whether you understand things or not, say, I don't care. I'm just going to get a touch. I'm going to get blessed. I'm going to get tore up. Sunday's his day. There's nothing more important.
Amen.
I got to get out of this.
Amen.
If service lasts till 4 o'clock, glory to God.
Amen.
So be it.
Amen.
I got some stuff now. If somebody gave me a job that could get all my stuff taken care of, I'd work 80 hours in 1 week to get it all taken care of. I'd work overtime. But all if I could come in here and just get in his presence for an hour to an hour and a half, and God forbid 3 hours. Oh, but I'm here to tell you that there's an angel in his presence.
Amen.
That's here to set you free and here to deliver you. He's here to save you. Bible says you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. See, the devil will have you deceived. See, that's why he tries to get people. You don't need all that emotionalism. You don't need all that hype. You don't need all that stuff. Bible says, in his presence is joy.
That's right.
Forevermore. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that was back then. Listen, when he revealed himself and they said, are you he? They asked him, are you the Christ? Are you God? Those soldiers came to arrest him. As soon as he turned around and said, listen, I'm him.
I'm him.
I'm who you're looking for. As soon as he revealed himself and they realized that they were in the presence of God, what happened? They went out. They fell.
Like that's right.
When you get in the presence of God, something happens.
That's right.
You ain't all you think you are.
Amen.
I don't care if you're 80 years old. He's still God.
Amen.
It'll make your knees buckle.
Amen.
It'll make your toes curl. Glory to God.
Amen.
People tell me all the time, I saw Jesus. Blah, blah. He sat on my dresser and talked to you. I saw him too. I wasn't sitting on no dresser. I was praying for him to go. Glory to God. Said, I believe you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. But next, show me in the Word or just send me a message. Amen. Amen. I wasn't cracking jokes.
Amen.
I couldn't move.
Amen.
I couldn't move.
Amen.
I couldn't move. I couldn't move. He sat on my dresser and told me this joke. And then you got up and, you know, got up the exact same way you came. You laid down. Cuss somebody out there and last night I saw Jesus. Saul saw Jesus. Amen. He saw Jesus. The moment he saw Jesus, he was changed.
That's right.
Never the same.
That's right.
On the road to Damascus, what happened? He ran into Jesus. So you ain't see nothing. People treat Jesus like Elvis. Amen. I saw Elvis. You glory to God. I mean, people that seen Elvis, glory to God. People that think they seen Elvis change. They start growing sideburns and going to Vegas and doing all kind of stuff. And you say you seen Jesus and going to stay the same? Glory to God. When you seen Jesus, something going to change.
Amen.
Moses got up on that mountain. Saw him in the bush, came down, his hair was white as snow. And they couldn't even look at him.
That's right.
Because he saw Jesus.
Amen.
You can't look at somebody that looked at him. Look at somebody and say, you ain't seen nothing. Oh! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Something happens. Glory to God. If he can't bring you down, he can't bring your mountains down.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's good.
Glory to God. If you can't bow before his presence, how do you expect those giants in your life to bow? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you can tell what kind of wave you got coming in on what it does to you. If it does that to you, what it's going to do to your life? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many got some stuff you need to have blown up this morning?
Amen.
How many got some stuff that only God can work out? If he don't work it out, you can hang it up.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody, we should sing a song, Jesus can work it out. We need to write a song, Jesus, work it out, I'm going to hang it up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he's that kind of God.
That's right.
But the devil's trying to deceive the people. Amen. You don't need to go through all that. Somebody said, nearer is our salvation than we ever thought before.
Amen.
Nearer is our salvation than we ever thought before. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the wave is your blessing. In a wave is your angel. Glory to God. Don't worry about nobody else. Amen. Look at the person sitting dead beside you. Glory to God. Look in the presence.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Ooh, my Amen. God. Oh, I'm done, but I'm trying to get it over to you. I think I'm doing a good job.
Amen. Thank you.
my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory.
Amen. Amen.
That means you're gonna get blessed according to what happens in the glorious realm.
Amen.
See, that's how you can tell what's going to happen tomorrow, according to what happens when you get in his presence.
Amen.
Say it's according to the wave.
Amen. Woo!
Somebody say hallelujah.
Woo!
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not according to what's going on around you. Glory to God. It's according to what's going on in the inside of you.
Amen.
Glory to God. On the outside, it can look terrible, but on the inside, somebody say glory to God. He's going
to
supply my need according to his riches. Glory inside me.
Amen.
It's not according to what everybody think.
Amen.
Amen. It's not according to what philosophy or statistics say is going to happen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He wants to bring somebody out this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're done. Say it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there you go. Hallelujah. We're getting there. Got a hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, shut up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. Say, I'm not going to worry about the problem. I'm not going to worry about the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And by the angel of his presence, he saved. Hallelujah. Well, y'all get to come to church tonight and try this again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Well, you wrote a book over there. What you got? Hallelujah. Got some names, prayer requests, I guess. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By the angel of his presence, he saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Many times we just worship God and we see the glory and we can sense he's in this place. Amen. And you sense that and you say, hey, you know, your blessing right there. You can just sense the angel of his presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just laugh a bit. You got 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes. So I said, come on, Pastor. We started church at 11 o'clock. It's 12:24. You can't watch a movie that quick. I mean, they wouldn't even shot nobody yet. Amen. Amen. The couple ain't even got back together yet. Come on. Hallelujah. Just laugh a bit. Hallelujah. And I want you to repent this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to repent this morning. Amen. For even thinking that he wasn't going to bring you out. That he wasn't going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. How dare you? And some of you didn't went as far as change your plans. Amen. I mean, it means you mix faith with it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. How dare you call him a liar? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. How dare you call him a liar? He's going to do it. Glory to God. He is going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is going to do it completely. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. You better smile on your face and act like it. You put a smile on your face, a shout in your mouth, amen, a dance in your step, yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And a confession out there, yes. Amen, and watch him do it.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop thinking about yesterday, amen. What happened yesterday? He brought you out. Amen. Glory to God. You won. That's what happened yesterday. Glory to God. You won. Glory to God. What's going to happen tomorrow? You're going to win again.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory. Now, how long are you going to let it take? Glory to God. Ooh. He would have got you a whole lot farther if you would have been not so thick-headed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kicking, scratching, clawing, waiting, talking back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you repent. Don't you do that this time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He wants to give himself a name. It's beyond you. He wants to bring you out to give himself a name.
That's right.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen.
Hallelujah.
He wants to give himself a name, and that name is truth, not Amen. Liar.
Amen. Amen.
One that
Amen.
Promises stuff and doesn't come through. Glory to God. Somebody say he's going to give him a name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you not to be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year, you just stay in his presence and let the angel do all the work.
That's it. Glory to God. Seek you first.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If all you got is church, make it good.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
All I do is go to church. Well, make it worthwhile.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I've enjoyed being with y'all this morning.
Amen.
I've enjoyed y'all this morning. I've enjoyed y'all this morning. Y'all are on the brink of a miracle.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Y'all are on the brink of
Thank
a miracle.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Right in
Thank
front
you,
of the
Jesus.
Devil's face. Let
yes.
me tell you what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? The devil's going to get mad. Hallelujah. But if the saints will get glad. Hallelujah. The saints will get glad. God will slap him real good.
Yeah. Amen.
He'll slap him real good. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He ain't finished blessing you yet.
That's right.
How don't you sit back yet. Amen. Glory to God. You better hear the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Just lift up holy hands. I'm 3 minutes over. No, I'm not. All day is the Lord's day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When you out there sitting, you weren't looking at your watch. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent
from everyone
of my sins.
Sins of missing you.
Sins of being slack
in obeying you.
Change me.
right now, in the name of Jesus. Revive me, Holy Ghost. Fill me, Holy Ghost. Change me right now. I found out
I cannot do it
on my own. Even when I try, it don't work. I need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Or I am not going to make it. I know that. I am thoroughly convinced. If you don't work me over,
I won't get over.
So help. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you. Get full right now. You'll get blessed. Get full right now. You'll get blessed. Glory to God. Get full right now. You'll get blessed. Hallelujah. Or walk this week by yourself. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Jesse, close us out of here. Hallelujah. Y'all don't miss church tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Good to see G and Dean and everybody else back. Today's Michael's birthday. Hallelujah. Love you, G. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wasn't that good? Did you get it? If you got it.
You better come in here with a shout.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. What'd you come in here for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There you go, show. You come in here to praise Him.
Oh, that's right.
Hallelujah.
And people that don't praise God, you know, we get accused of being emotional. But one that praises God every Sunday, believe me, they're not emotional. Because you don't always feel like doing it. That's someone that knows a little bit about faith. That's someone that loves God and that knows the Word of God. Where it's not about being emotional. Someone that's emotional might be dancing one week and sitting in the chair the next week. That's emotion. We are to love God with our emotion, but we aren't limited to that, and we're not led by our emotion. Amen?
Amen.
People that don't praise God don't know the Word and haven't put it into practice. Is that something that we need to receive by faith? When people come in and don't praise God, they're just missing out of ignorance. You miss a big part of it. Right, that's right. Well, God inhabits the praises of His people. That's right. And Pastor, I was preaching about the angel of His presence. His presence is here when we praise Him, and if we don't praise Him, how is that going to happen? You know, as you learn the Word, you learn to praise God. People that don't praise God just choose to be ignorant and to miss out on the blessing and the benefits that God has given them already. How many of you have been pulled over by a cop and you tried to give him the old excuse, "Oh, I didn't know that." And then he quickly reminded you that ignorance of the law doesn't count. Still, it's still there, right? Well, we've got a Word right here, and God, you know, we're going to have to give an account for all the stuff we didn't know because we didn't pick this thing up and read it. Amen? You know, we don't have eternity to get ready to obey God. Now, there's stuff we'll always learn, but we need to start obeying Him now. We need to start reading His Word and applying it. It's not enough just to read it and hear it. That's not enough. We got to be doers of the Word. And I'll even say this. Don't ever read something and hear something that you don't do. Because you'll develop a bad habit and become like a lot of Christians that are so used to letting it go in and go out and go in and go out and do nothing. And as someone who grew up in church, I know what that's all about. Amen. And it's a lot harder to come out of that into obedience than it is just to start off and be obedient. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland had their breakthrough in their ministry. They just decided, hey, if it's in the Word, we're just going to do it. We're not going to question it. We're not going to try to figure it out. We're just going to do it. I don't care if it's the opposite of what it looks like I need to do.
Y'all sit down, sit down, sit down. He's preaching. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Sit down. We can tape. Whatever show you want to see, we'll tape it. We got it right here. That's the Holy Ghost. Because I forgot to tell you that this morning. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you. Do the Word. Just do the Word. And that was so real. I was hearing it clearly this morning, and I did not say it because I forgot that we were just going on some other stuff. Amen. And one of the things I was getting this morning was whatever the Bible, if the Bible says it, do it. Whatever is in the Word, do it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's still His anointing still in this place. Go on, brother.
That's right, right, right. Any prophetic word that you get from God, not just some flake, but any word you get from God, you need to do that too. You know, despise not prophesying. We despise prophecy when we hear it and we don't apply it to our life. When God gives us a word and we don't do it, we're despising it. We belittle it. That's what that means. We bring it to naught. We belittle it. It's nothing. When God gives you a word, when He speaks to you, when He shows it to you in His written word, you got to do it. And I don't care if it looks like the opposite of what you should be doing. Amen? Rita got a prophetic word, and I remember this, in a difficult time in her life when, man, she should have been working her rear end off, coming up with every dime she could find. She got a prophetic word to sit back and what? Drink some tea? Have a cup of tea. And you know what? In the natural, that's the opposite of what she needed to do. Right? But that's exactly what she needed to do. You know, when you step out in faith and obey something that God gives you, it doesn't have to make sense. In fact, it shouldn't. It shouldn't make sense because His ways are way above our ways. Our natural mind is in contrary to the Spirit of God, to the mind of God. So it's going to blow your mind, so don't involve your mind. But we got to step out and obey. And I just got that because we're talking about praising God. That's just people that don't know. When we don't praise God, when you see a church that praises God, some people think, oh, they're just emotional. Boy, look at them. But no, they've learned something. They know something. That's why they do it. I don't care who you are. Nobody's body feels like praising God 100% of the time. Nobody's mind. You know what? You know, us Pentecostals get headaches too. We get depressed too. You know what I'm saying? It's not always easy. I don't care what your background is. It's not always easy. Someone that praises God is someone that knows. And someone that doesn't know. So I want to encourage y'all in that. Praise God. Just praise God.
And He'll help you.
Oh.
His anointing will help you.
I can attest to that, and I'm sure you can. In fact, you gave a prophetic word that He would help you. And I was in church one time, and my head was just pounding. Now I don't get many headaches. And I felt bad. I just wanted to crawl up in my chair and just sit there. I just felt bad. It was the devil attack on my body. Not just my head. My whole body ached. It was just horrible. And not only that, I had stress. You know, the devil likes to mount it all up at once. And we were having this service, and I remembered the word that says, ask me and I'll help you. Pastor Rod prophesied that, and I knew that that was God. So I applied it to my life, and I lifted my hands and I asked Him, And Pastor Wright, even after that one service, mentioned that as soon as I did that, the anointing came in the room, you know. And believe me, I was the driest person there. I was having the biggest struggle. And I stepped out in obedience to that word, and I just lifted my hands. And this warm presence just came over me, my whole body, and I felt great. And it was just the power of God. And I was able to praise God in an instant when I just did not feel like it. Amen? God will help you. But we are His people. We are created to praise Him. That's what we are. We are created to praise God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That word praise doesn't mean sit there or mumble or think about it or get sentimental about some of the good things God did for you when you were 10 years old. But praise God means you get up out of your chair and you dance, you shout, you raise your hands, you sing, you clap. Amen?
Yeah.
That's what praise means every time.
Yeah.
Amen? I was talking to someone that was close to me, and, you know, they're a more reserved personality. And they were talking to me about, I'm just not that demonstrative. I just don't, you know, I'm not demonstrative. And I said, okay, in the world, were you ever at, you know, like a club or something where other people are dancing and you didn't feel like it? You know, you felt kind of reserved and shy, but one day you decided you're going to step out there and go for it, you know. And when you did it, didn't you feel a little bit better? And that person said, oh, yeah, yeah. Then I said, I guess you're demonstrative. You know, how would you do that in a club and not do it for God? Amen? Or a football game. And they had to think twice. You know, we'll do things. We're a demonstrative people. You sit there, that's demonstrative. We are created to praise God. And praise is not just an attitude, although it starts with the right attitude. It's an act that we all give to God. Sometimes it's a sacrifice of praise. Sometimes you feel like it. Sometimes you don't. You know, that's just the way it is. And I would guess that as long as we're in this natural body on this earth, the devil's going to try his hardest to make sure that we don't feel like it. But that doesn't matter. We have power and authority over that. We are created to praise God, and we need to start to do it. I've said this before. The Bible says, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. You know, when we come into this place, we need to be thanking God and praising God. When we come here to do whatever that you're doing, if you're just coming here to visit with somebody, that's fine. That's great. We should do that. But you know what? You can praise God while you're talking to somebody. Your conversation can glorify God. You can testify to the goodness of God in your life to those that you are around. You can be a light and a witness instead of complaining what happened at your job this week or complaining about sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. You can be praising God in your conversation.
Amen.
And not only that, when we walk out, especially when we walk out of this place, praise God. Why? Because the devil immediately comes to steal the word. Now, Pastor Rod brought me up here to close us out and to water that word. Why? Because we want to make sure you don't lose it. The Bible says He immediately comes. Jesus in the parable of the seed and the sower, the fowls of the air is the devil, and he immediately comes to steal. Immediately. So you've got to hold on to that word. Amen?
Some of them need to praise Him just because they're here.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You don't know what it took God to get you in here this morning. Amen? Amen. Glory. You could be anywhere this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You could be in and anything. Glory to God, but you're saved. Hallelujah.
And when you were talking about that, Pastor, earlier, I just realized the church is just a powerful organization.
Good God.
How foolish we are when we want to be a lone ranger, thinking it's just you and God. But God built the church. It's an organization. You are writing on the tears and work of other people.
Amen.
You are benefiting from it. I heard one of the most boring messages I've ever heard. Horribly preached, but it was a powerful revelation, and no one got it because they were making fun of the poor guy. He was up there. He was shy, and I was just getting excited about what he was talking about. He was talking about geese. When they fly in formation and they switch position, they rotate because that the front geese are pulling and the back ones are just gliding in the airstream, and so they take turns. And there, that's a whole other thing, how geese are. But it's a powerful thing because, you know, sometimes you're working and it doesn't seem like you're benefiting from it. It feels like you're pulling all the weight. You're not reaping any immediate benefits. And then others are just riding on it. How many of you come to church early and helped out in every area and helped this and did this and did that? Maybe for a week or maybe for a whole season, you're just helping and working. And other people are just showing up for church and having a good old time. And you know what? You are pulling for that other person. There are people pulling.
Amen.
And this is an organization that we have. And we need to learn to pull together. There are people working. There are people sowing. There are people sacrificing so that you can have the kind of service that you're having today. Just as you sacrifice. Someone sacrificed so that I can stand up and talk on this mic for you and keep you from getting home when you probably wanted to go home. But I'm watering this seed. And someone paid for that. That wasn't free.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'll say this. Although it cost me something, I'm not the only one that had to sacrifice to be up here. Other people. Some of you. People have to pay the price and lay down their lives so that church can happen, so that ministry can happen, so that you can sit there. So remember to always do your part. Do what God leads you.
He's hitting it on.
And do not be discouraged. Amen.
He's hitting it on. Thank you, Jesus.
Because I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. I know what it's like to be that goose in the front. Flapping and flapping, seeing nothing but the miles ahead of you, flapping with all my might, while the ones quacking in the back are just, you know, taking it easy. Amen.
Quacking in the back, taking it easy.
And I also know what it's like to have someone else pull the weight and to get blessed by those people. And I know that all of you in one way or another have done that. And I want to encourage you this morning. Don't be discouraged. When you're up in the front, it's hard to see everything God's doing. All you see is the task and the accomplishment and the goals. And you don't see all the other stuff. You just see, Lord, this is what we got to do. Oh, I'm up here. I'm all by myself. Get that Elijah syndrome, you know. Okay? But be encouraged, realizing that your work is helping others and encouraging others, strengthening others, and that you also will be strengthened. God strengthened and encouraged Elijah. Amen. God fed him. God sustained him. He felt like he was the only one. He wasn't the only one. Amen.
Amen.
God took care of Elijah.
Yeah.
How many of you know what I'm talking about? And God will take care of you. All right? Hang in there. Don't be discouraged. Don't let up. The devil wants you to think that you're by yourself. And when you're in front, you feel by yourself. But you're not by yourself. The strength you have to help pull other people, you got because someone helped to pull you.
Amen.
Amen. You didn't create that.
It's God.
Amen. You didn't come up with that. You didn't drum that up. Your holiness and righteousness didn't create that strength and energy. That was given to you by the Holy Ghost, and God used people to help do that for you. What you see in me today wasn't always there, and I didn't make it. I didn't create it. I didn't deserve it. It's God's goodness. It's other people. It's the sacrifice that keeps me here. Amen. If it were just me by myself, I would have quit and done something easy. But, you know, when God uses people to help you, and God blesses you with people, and you become a part of an organization of God, you don't take those things lightly anymore. And you value those people. And you value those vessels that God uses. Amen. And you depend on them. And you realize that you have to help them because they're going to help you. Isn't that right? So what did we learn? That's a lot of stuff.
We're going to get there. That's all God. That Amen. Was the stuff I didn't know how to tie in. I'm serious.
Praise God.
That's all the stuff I didn't know how to tie in. I left it alone.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He hit it.
Amen.
And as we're leaving here, we need to thank God that he came to church, that God came to church. That's what's important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. See y'all tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to sing happy birthday. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you. Michael turned 78 today. Bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. You ought to be glad this girl didn't leave out your blessing. Because everybody else starts singing. She said, now y'all ain't going to rip his mom of his blessing. Y'all be happy to come back tonight. Amen.